How's it going?
All right, maybe we're all ready.
How's the dorm been so far?
It's good. Yeah, the dorm's good.
Sleeping all right?
Yeah, I do. I sleep good.
Is there anything different this year, Dan, that you can see in the defense, even though it's early into camp, that you know is going to make an impact this season?
Yeah, I think two perspectives. One, third year in the system, we have a lot of veterans in similar roles that have played positions for us. So a lot of experience in that regards, and then a lot of young guys that are filling in nicely, stepping up, learning the system, and making plays.
There's one guy, Devin Key, undrafted, kind of coming in the same path you entered the league in. Just what have you noticed from him so far, and how much has he progressed from, you know, first OTA to now?
Yeah, he's picking up the defense really well, which is, you know, probably the first hurdle for any rookie, right, is being able to understand the scheme and how to play in this system, and he's done that very well. He's a high energy, high effort guy, so he's been flying around, you know, making plays, and yeah, and they're giving him opportunities to do that.
How much have you taken to Zane, considering you guys kind of have similar backgrounds, similar position? How have you taken him under your wing?
Yeah. I know Zane from, obviously, from BYU and training there in the summers and whatnot. So, you know, he'll come to me and ask questions. And, you know, I love giving advice and experience, passing it along to the next guy, everything that I've learned and the experiences that I've had, which is a lot. And just trying to coach him up when he runs into something that he's struggling with or needs some guidance. I've been trying to help him in that. Yeah, this is actually, it's really great for our defense to be able to go up against Patrick and the offense and Coach Reed and their scheme and the amount of pass plays and the schemes that they draw up. It really challenges us, and which is great because we can tighten up, we can adjust, we can focus, because we know going into the regular season we might not face such a pass heavy proficient throwing offense. So if we can get all that work in and that training in now, it'll be really good for us during the season.
First, you obviously had high hopes for your career when you first got here, but has this maybe exceeded what you even hoped for back then? You're still around after all these years. You're starting for a Super Bowl contender. You've got a ring. I mean, has this kind of gone beyond what you thought your pro career might be?
You know, I wouldn't say I put limitations on what my expectations were. So I'm just taking it moment by moment, enjoying the ride. It's been great so far. I love it, and I look forward to what's continuing to grind and continue to, you know, work with this team and to accomplish more. We've done a lot, but we're not done yet.
Man, we noticed the red wristband. I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share the vaccination.
No. I'm here to talk about football. If you got a football question, that'd be great. That's kind of out of my wheelhouse.
Dan, how can this defense get better? You go to two straight Super Bowls. When you look at yourself on tape and your teammates on tape, where can you guys improve?
Absolutely. There's always room for improvement. There's always things we can get better on and focus on. It's everything, right? Like, you're not perfect in any regards. I think biggest thing is third year in the system, we've got to nail down the details, right? When you have success and repeated success, it's about being very detail-oriented about your scheme and knowing your stuff. And so that's kind of the focus, is taking it to the next level, right? Really polishing up what we do, and that's what training camp's for.
You guys talk about, you know, getting 7-8 years in the league. You got to take care of your body different. You got to train differently as you go. What to you, has there been anything different you've done the last couple of years, especially compared to early in your career?
Just like that question, right? Like, you just find ways to do more, to detail things a little better. So I'm always trying to look for improvements, and there's a lot of things that you do to take care of your body, but I'm always trying to stay on top of it.
Dan, Andy said entering camp that you guys are one of the highest teams in terms of vaccination rates. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what's it been like to get information from the team and the league? And then have you had a lot of conversations with guys on the team about how you guys wanted to enter camp without that necessarily being such a topic?
No, I don't really care to answer that question. If you got a football question, that'd be great. That's...
And for you, what does a guy like Dave Merritt bring to the secondary room?
He brings a lot of experience. Coach Merritt, he was saying this is like his 29th training camp. And so he knows ball. He knows how to coach the secondary. And I think what's the best thing about Coach Merritt is he knows how to encourage guys, how to get the best out of them, how to coach them up in a way that they can improve and kind of take coaching. And take it to the field. So he's everything for us in the secondary, and he's been a great leader for us.
We'll take one more.
Dan, you guys have had a lot of sets with three safeties on the field. You, Juan, Tyron, was a great success last year. Can you explain why you guys worked so well together with three safeties on the field, and what could be even better this season with that sort of group together?
Yeah, I think the coaches, right? The idea is that you use people's skill set to their advantage, right? And I think they've done that really well of putting us in a position where we can use our strengths to help the defense. I would say everybody's versatile, right? So we can play multiple positions. And so they do a good job of putting us in positions, but also allowing us to move around and to do different things based on our skill set. So the coaches do a fantastic job of getting guys in the right spot.